Y101, it's 6:02. We're Adam and Allison. We made it to Friday morning, March 24th, 2023. How are you, Allison?
Oh, I'm in the best mood. It's Friday.
How's St. Paddy's Day parade tomorrow? We're going to be there. If you're going to be there, make sure you say hello to us. We can't wait to meet you tomorrow at the St. Paddy's Day parade. And you, Allison, had a bit of a death-defying moment yesterday.
I had a scare that almost cost me my life yesterday in the bathroom.
Uh-oh. In the bathroom?
Yes. So I, after the show, just went to the bathroom, minding my business, and I'm in the stall, and I'm just, you know, there.
Doing your thing.
Next thing I know, I look up, and right like where my knee is, there's a spider on the stall door. Daddy long legs just eyeing me.
Huh.
Give me the side eye. And my heart just stops. Yeah. Like, I freeze in that moment. I'm like, oh my goodness, what do I do? Like, that thing was less than a hop, skip, and a jump away from my knee. Like, it could have skipped and it would be on my knee.
If you're new to the show, Allison is deathly afraid of spiders.
Hate them. Hate them.
So, what'd you do?
So. I had just learned, like, the day before that there's apparently a secret can of hairspray hidden under the sink. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to do about the spider. Like, I got to get out of this stall.
Why not squash it?
Well, it was on the stall door. Like, what if my foot misses it and the next thing you know, it's on my leg? And like, oh my gosh.
Were you doing shots after the show yesterday? No. How are you going to miss a spider?
I mean, because, like, they're crafty. So I'm like having a panic attack in the stall and I'm like, wait, there's this hairspray. And like, I read something once and I couldn't remember whether it was like spray deodorant or hairspray or something else altogether that you could spray on them and it would be like they would die. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to try this hairspray. So I make a break for it out of the bathroom stall and grab the hairspray from under the sink and I start spraying it. Luckily, it like crawls down and I'm like, I don't want to take any chances of this thing not being dead. So I stamp on it.
So then you weren't afraid of after you stunned it with the hairspray. You were like,
yeah. Oh. I wanted to catch it by surprise.
Man, you're really brave.
No, I'm not. But, you know, that's a big step for me to like a daddy long legs. Ooh.
You know, I think I've heard that daddy long legs are the most venomous spider in the world.
No, they're not.
But their teeth are too small and weak to like penetrate human skin.
Oh.
So.
Oh, you just gave me another panic attack.
Really?
I thought they weren't venomous at all.
Oh, no. Ooh. I'm pretty sure they're like the most venomous. But they can't bite you.
I don't care. That's still like, what if my skin is the one skin that they can? And like now you just gave me the biggest, like I'm freaking out right now. I'm freaking out.
It's like being afraid of half of a gun.
No, no, it's not. No, no, no.
All right. 601-995-1017. We'd love to have you join the show this morning. Be the first caller this Friday morning. We're so excited to be here and get the show kicked off officially. 601-995-1017. Justin Bieber and Ghost right now. 611 Y101, Adam and Allison. Good morning to bus driver June. Thank you for being up early with us. She says that she has always heard what I had said about daddy long legs after you told the story about confronting a daddy long legs with a bottle of hairspray yesterday in the bathroom. She said that her son actually told her it's not true. They're not even spiders at all, nor are they venomous. And she looked it up. Apparently, daddy long legs, not spiders.
That's what I had always heard, but yeah. I still don't want one that close to me when I'm in my most vulnerable state.
Yesterday evening, I was talking to one of my brothers, Ryan. He wanted to catch me up on everything happening up north. And I was telling him, you know, some stuff about the show. I told him about Pap-Pap Poetry and how I brought it back. And he was like, ooh, what song did you have Pap-Pap do? And I was like, Metro Boomin' Creepin'. And he was like, who? So I read him the lyrics that I had my Pap-Pap do, and he latched on to one specific line in the song, and he had a question. My brother had a question about it.
Having nightmares of going through your phone, can't even record, you got me out my zone.
My brother Ryan said, do you think our grandfather even understands the concept of going through somebody's phone? Because he's never had a phone that you could go through. He's never had a smartphone before.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I had my pap read that he definitely didn't know what he was saying. But do you think my 81-year-old grandfather knew what it means to go through somebody's phone?
No, that's such like a generational thing.
Yeah.
Like that's so like couples today, it's like a hot topic. Are you able to go through each other's phones? Do you have the passwords to all your social media accounts? Like that's something that that would go way over their head. He doesn't have a Facebook for your grandmother to go through, or
right.
And nobody's sliding into his DMs.
Right. No, if I told him slide into DMs, he would be like, what? What about a BM? What? But it was just kind of funny to think about whether or not Pap knew what going through somebody's phone was. I remember whenever I lived in Ohio, I got a call from my grandmother one time. She's like, yeah, we got one of these smartphones. We're going to need you to come over and help set it up. I'm like, oh, this should be a trip. And I went over, and the smart, quote unquote, smartphone that they got was in that plastic shrink wrap that you need at least 3 pairs of scissors to open up because you'll break the first 2. You know what I'm talking about?
Was it a track phone?
It was a track phone.
I was trying to think what comes in a package like that, and I was like, oh, track phones.
Grandma, this is a track phone. This is like the least smart of a phone you could have possibly gotten.
This is like Bear Grylls' smartphone.
Yep. So anyway, there's my... I feel like we got a lot of content from my grandparents this week, so might as well keep it going. Keep it going today. Something else that we have a bunch of this week. Hal and Mal's St. Paddy's Day Parade after party VIP passes. You need tickets into this party. This is the party to go to after the St. Paddy's Day Parade in the Metro. We have tickets right now. If you want in with those tickets to the after party, give us a call, 601-995-1017. Call now, and we will hook somebody up next.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.
VIP passes into the after party for the St. Paddy's Day Parade tomorrow. We've got them for you. It's Y101, Adam and Allison. Happy Friday, Sarah. How are you?
Happy Friday to you. Not much. Just getting up, getting my son ready for school.
Aw, where does he go to school at?
Madison Avenue Elementary.
That's awesome.
Upper Elementary. Mm-hmm.
Well, do you have plans to go to the St. Paddy's Day Parade tomorrow?
I do. I plan on taking my son, and then my mom's going to go with me, and she's going to take him home afterwards, and hopefully I can have a few drinks.
I was just going to say, because this after party is a 21 and up event, so I don't know that your son from elementary school would be able to go.
No, I had planned on going to Hall & Mal's, but hopefully I can go.
Well,
my mom said that she'd give me the pass for the night. So,
oh, nice. Are you? Oh,
yes.
Somebody's getting lit. I love it. Hey, we're gonna give you this pair of VIP passes, okay?
Oh, awesome! Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a great day, and thank you for being up early with us.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for being the best radio station in Jackson.
Aw, shucks.
I love you guys. Y'all are great.
Well, we love you too, Sarah. Thank you for listening. Next on the show, it's New Music Friday.
Yay!
Have you seen who all has new music out today?
No, I'm excited to find out, though.
There are 3 that are really, really good. I want to play some of the new music for you in just a second. Ed Sheeran's got new music out today. Demi Lovato has new music out today. And Fall Out Boy has new music out today. We'll get into that after Sam Smith and Unholy Y101. 625 Y101, Adam and Allison. Not only are we excited that it's Friday and the weekend is here, but it's also like New Music Day. Everybody drops new music on Fridays, it seems like. And Ed Sheeran, one of those people, his new song out today called Eyes Closed.
Just dancing with my eyes closed. Cause everywhere I look, I still see you. And time is moving so
like it?
Yeah.
really good, right?
I'm already imagining myself driving down County Line Road with my sunroof open, blasting that song on repeat. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited for pretty much everything Ed Sheeran does, to be honest. Like, yeah. He's so flippin' talented. It's insane.
He is. And that song, like, it's a jam for sure.
Demi Lovato has new music out, but it's kind of old music. It's a remix to her song Heart Attack. Do you remember Heart Attack?
I loved that song.
This is the original, just a little bit of it.
How do you remix that? Like, that feels like it's already remixed.
She made it a rock song.
Oh.
Kind of like it.
I like being able to tell how her voice has developed. Like, she has such a powerful voice, but, like, it's certainly developed in that time, which is, like, crazy to think because she's got an amazing voice.
And finally, speaking of rock music, Fall Out Boy has a new song out today. It's called Hold Me Like a Grudge.
Yeah, I'll like it.
I think it's a pretty good day for new music.
It's
like
a really
all those
good
were
day.
Good.
It is.
Haley Steinfeld also has new music out. I didn't like that one as much. So I didn't want to play it.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.
635 Y101, Adam and Allison. Does anybody use Snapchat anymore? Do you, Allison?
I have not been on Snapchat in probably the last year.
I don't really use much Snapchat. I like to look at the stories.
Yeah, sure. No, I'm sure.
No, I mean, that's pretty much it because I feel like not many people use it. In fact, like a couple times over weekends here, I've given out my Snapchat on the air. Nobody's added me.
Aww.
Yeah, no, it made me sad because this used to be a thing that I would do all the time whenever I lived in Ohio and I was the only person on my show. It was just Adam in the afternoon. I was the only one, so I needed friends. So I'd be like, hey, add me on Snapchat, Adam Radio. And anyway.
Nobody is giving out their Snapchat for friends, first of all.
I was trying to connect with listeners.
Yeah.
Allison.
Okay.
Anyway, I only bring this up because I randomly got a Snapchat just a couple minutes ago of somebody saying that they were listening to the radio station that I used to be on in Ohio. I've not been in Ohio since 2017. It's been 6 years since I've worked there. And I said, blast from the past, I wrote back. And they said, ain't you working there no more? I was telling my girl about you because I got you on here and I figured I'd send you a snap. I said, yeah, left in 2017. I'm on my third radio station since then. They said, yeah, well, where you at now? I added you in 2016. That seems like forever ago. I said, I'm in Jackson, Mississippi. And I said, you can listen live at Y101.com. So they said, thank you.
They might be hearing my voice for the first time.
Could be.
Hello, I'm Allison. It's really nice to meet you.
Yep. This person's name is Kitten.
Nice to meet you, Kitten.
Well, anyway, so that's why I am thinking about whether or not anybody even uses Snapchat anymore, because I don't know. It just seems like it's not very popular.
Yeah, I think it may have gotten a bad rap.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now people just feel like it's a little creepy to be on there.
And, you know, in some cases, rightfully so, that bad rap. Coming up next on the show, speaking of somebody who has a bad rap, Chris Brown caused the end of a relationship.
No way.
Between two people. Yeah, something that he did at one of his shows and something that this girl did at the show left one guy very upset and he dumped his girlfriend. Tell you what it was, 6 minutes away. 644 Y101, Adam and Allison. Good morning to Stephanique, who added me on Snapchat. I was very excited about that.
This is not 2015, okay?
We're
not
Adam Radio.
I feel like that scene in Mean Girls where it's like, stop trying to make Snapchat happen, okay?
Oh, that's funny. Well, anyway, I told you that Chris Brown caused a breakup. Yes. Let me explain how. A guy got his girlfriend front row tickets to a Chris Brown show. Spent like $600 on these tickets. At the Chris Brown show, Chris Brown brings the girl up on stage, sits her down in a chair, gives her a lap dance.
Ooh-hoo.
Video went viral, and the guy gets all upset about it. And he was like, how did I spend this money? I want my money back. And he broke up with the girl for getting a lap dance from Chris Brown.
I mean, it sounds like he got his money's worth.
I need to ask, does a lap dance count as cheating? Yes or no? 601-995-1017. I would definitely not break up with a girl. If she was pulled up on stage and some famous dude gave her, like, whatever. Like,
yeah.
It's not like they exchanged numbers or anything.
What if it wasn't like at a show, but it was still somebody famous?
I think as long as it's somebody famous, I'm okay with it.
Okay.
But if it's just like their work buddy or something.
What if it's at an adult club?
Ah, see, that's an interesting question. What do you think? Do you think that that's cheating?
I don't. In my relationships, I wouldn't consider a lap dance cheat. The only way I would consider it cheating is if it was exact, like a friend, a coworker, and maybe they got a hotel room, or it was like in the privacy of their bedroom. Like the intention behind it feels like it's meant to lead to something more.
Yeah.
If the intention behind it is just like at a Chris Brown concert where like he's just being entertaining and she happens to be
the entertainee.
Yeah, the one person who gets to like enjoy this, no issues there. But if it's private, that would be weird. But
601-995-1017. Give us a call or text us if you think lap dances count as cheating. I just have a quick story. Whenever I turned 21, I was working at a radio station, and one of my mentors took me to one of those adult establishments, and he purchased a dance for me. It was very nice of him. Very nice birthday present. Well, a few days later, he was in the studio with the group of people that were in the studio with him. I was somewhere else in the building, and he's like, yeah, you know, my wife was asking, you know, what I spent money on, and I was like, well, I had to spend $40 on a lap dance for Adam. He did not realize that I was in the process of dating his intern.
Well, shame on you for dating the intern.
Okay, yeah, I'm not proud. Not proud of the fact, but nobody knew because, like, that wasn't something that
well, they were going to find out.
Oh, man. So the intern hears this story. She was so mad. She was not amused. Not
happy
with me.
Did she feel like she'd been cheated on?
It certainly felt like she felt like she was being cheated on.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was it for that. Anyway, so what do you say, no, not cheating?
I say no, not cheating, because like I've been in relationships where we had, like, as long as you talk about it, you define what cheating is. And I've had relationships where kissing other people was not cheating.
Really?
Yeah, like full-blown making out.
Not cheating. What? Go all the way to first base?
Yeah.
Like on a bunt?
Yeah, no second base, though.
Wow. All right. Well, what do you think? Lap dances count as cheating? Yes or no? 601-995-1017.
Adam and Allison on Y101.
655, Adam and Allison, Y101. We want to pass you these Three Doors Down tickets at 8:25 this morning. Brand new game called The Psychic Game. We'll play it at 8:25 this morning and hopefully get you some Three Doors Down tickets. Those go on sale 10 o'clock this morning for Brandon Amphitheater.
Getting my keyboard warmed up.
Speaking of getting warmed up, Chris Brown warmed up one of his female fans on stage with a bit of a lap dance. And the guy that she was dating broke up with her because he considered that cheating or disrespectful, and he wanted his $600 that he spent on the front row tickets back.
I'm sure he did.
We were asking whether or not you considered lap dances like that cheating. Yes or no? 601-995-1017.
Got a text that says, I don't consider it cheating if it's at a show, it's part of the show, and it would also be really cool for me to watch my significant other get pulled up on stage by somebody famous, but it would be disrespectful if it was with a friend or at an adult club.
I gotcha. Interesting.
Whereas, as Laura says, it's disrespectful. It's disrespectful whether it's at a concert and it's somebody famous or at a club.
Tony writes on the Adam and Allison Facebook page, if he's that insecure about a fully clothed dance that he knows was innocent, then breaking up was good. She dodged a bullet. He sounds crazy.
Yeah, certainly a little possessive.
Good morning, Chris. What you think?
In this situation, at a Chris Brown concert, what's she going to do? Say, no, I don't want to go up on stage? I mean, it's not like she went there hoping that would happen, I would imagine. But that's not cheating.
So if Chris Brown gave your wife or girlfriend a lap dance, you would not break up with her?
No. I mean, I'm not saying it wouldn't be uncomfortable for me, but, you know, you know the person you with.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you're at a Chris Brown concert. Well, like I said, what's she going to do, not go up there?
Yeah.
Forever to be known the girl that didn't go up there? This is the internet. 9 million people take pictures. Look, that girl didn't go up there on stage. You know. You know, I mean, in that particular situation, that's not cheating.
Thank you so much for the call, Chris. If you want to keep the conversation going, search the Adam and Allison Facebook page or text FACE to 601-995-101. 704-Y101, Adam and Allison. Almost time for the Good Vibe Tribe to start your Friday the right way. If you have anything going on in your life that's making you happy right now, big or small, give us a call and share it with us. We would absolutely love to hear it and share it with the rest of Central Mississippi. 601-995-1017. Why are you smiling right now? What do you have coming up on the Good Vibe story of the day?
So I feel like one of my favorite calls to get is people who are chasing their dreams.
Yes.
Like yesterday we talked to somebody who is on their way to becoming a nurse and is just crushing their goals one by one. And I love it. And there is so much opportunity that's coming to the metro. I cannot wait to share this news with you.
We'll do that in just a second. And hopefully you have some good vibes to share with us as well. At 601-995-1017. Give us a call, send us a text, let us know why you're happy this morning. Getting close to cash in a flashback Friday. Your chance at $200 if you can answer all 10 questions correctly. And these are all questions that have already been asked on Cash in a Flash this week. So just keep listening for your chance to win. We hope we can hook you up with that $200.
That would be such a good vibe.
Yeah, it's Y101, Adam and Allison, and the Good Vibe story of the day.
Amazon is looking to build a warehouse. They're looking to take over the former Comcast service center that was on 55 North.
Ooh.
And convert it into an Amazon warehouse. They're like already kind of starting this project. So I'm really excited about this for two reasons. One is if there's a big Amazon warehouse, that means more jobs coming to the community, and more jobs is just better news for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Because even if it's not necessarily a job that you want, the more jobs there are, the more competitive we as employees get to be.
Yes, that's true.
So it's great news for everyone. The other thing that's really exciting for me as an Amazon customer is if there's a warehouse here and this will be a specific last leg of delivery warehouse, that means my packages are coming sooner.
Yeah, I was wondering which bit of good news you were going with first and which you were more excited about. You know, this good, wholesome thing for the community, more jobs, more competitive, everything like that. Or am I getting my packages sooner?
I mean, I think we're all like, is anybody else guilty of as soon as you place an order, especially on Amazon, like you're on the order tracker like every 5 minutes, like, is it here yet?
Yeah.
Is it on its way? Has it shipped? So
where is it now?
Know that it's like, it's right there. I know where it is.
There you go. Good vibe story of the day. What do you have personally going on in your life that you're really excited about? Maybe you're starting a new job, got a big bump in pay to take a new job, new responsibilities, new challenges. We would love to hear about that at 601-995-1017.
Or maybe you just got an Amazon delivery waiting for you at home, or it's on its way and you're excited about it and you want to tell us what you bought.
Yeah. Either or, big or small, doesn't matter. Give us a call or text us at 601-995-1017. We'll check in with the Good Vibe Tribe next.
Adam and Allison on Y101.
720 Y101, Adam and Allison doing the Good Vibe Tribe right now. And I will say, I just went outside. It definitely feels like it's going to be one of those days where some severe weather could be a thing. And that doesn't sound like a good vibe, but I'm kind of in a good mood about it because I love thunderstorms. I don't think I'm the only person who enjoys a good thunderstorm, right?
The calm before the storm is always kind of nice, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
We're like definitely experiencing that right now. I witnessed something yesterday, and I hope I can do the story justice because it put the biggest smile on my face. But I went to Starbucks yesterday right after the show, so maybe like 10 a.m., and it's hopping, right? Everybody is trying to, you know, maybe running a little late for work, pick up their coffee, their pastry. It's packed in there. And I had gotten my pastry. I was waiting on my drink. No big deal. And there's this woman who's definitely at least retired, probably been retired for a while. And I watched almost every single staff member who's just, you know, busting their butt trying to get these, you know, pastries warmed up and drinks made, and the drive-through people through the line, they all come up to her and they're like, okay, which pastry did you want today? Did you want the croissant or did you want the banana bread? And did you want it warmed up? And then the girl making her coffee was like, which coffee are we going with today? Are we going to do, you know, the one with milk? Are we going to do it hot? And like checking, just they knew all her orders, her different variations of orders. They knew exactly what she liked, exactly how she liked it. And they were so sweet with her. And it just melted my heart because it was like you could tell she was a regular and they just loved her and she loved them. And I was like, this is what I aspire to be.
Yeah, that's awesome, because I bet they make each other's day. I bet the best part of the older lady's day is going to Starbucks and seeing all her favorite baristas, and she's probably their favorite customer as well.
Yeah, you know, whenever they see her, they're like, oh, Miss Smith is here.
601-995-1017. Got a text from Caleb. It says, I don't know if it's too late for the Good Vibe Tribe, but Sunday is Sydney's birthday, and she was sad. Y'all don't do good vibes on Sunday.
Aww.
What do you think? Could you shout her out? She's turning the big 10, and man, I feel old. Caleb, there you go. Happy birthday, Sydney. Thanks for reaching out to us.
So we got a text from Aiden that just says, I'm in a good vibe because it's Friday.
Laura's granddaughter's turning 3 tomorrow. Happy birthday to Emma Jane.
Aw, and Amy, her best friend Stephanie, is having a birthday today, and apparently they're going to go out to eat tonight.
Aww.
Maybe get some margaritas, just saying.
It's National Cocktail Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that is a good vibe. You just made my day. How many?
One more quick text here at 601-995-1017. Good morning. This is Sam. I have good vibes because it's Friday and I'm off, even though I work tomorrow. It's my daughter, and my daughter Chloe says she has great vibes because it's Friday. And I asked what she's going to do with the day off. Absolutely nothing. Oh. How about that for a good vibe?
Dream day off.
601-995-1017 is our phone number. If you need to reach out for anything, feel free. Got a couple last-minute good vibes to share on Y101. We're Adam and Allison at 7:30. Vanessa says, I'm having good vibes because I'm going to work, but I'm going to get to be with my UMMC team, and it makes the day so much better. Happy Friday. Happy Friday to you, Vanessa. Great to meet you. Thanks for texting us.
You and all of your team members at UMMC are all rock stars, too, by the way. Like, what an incredible staff they have there.
Absolutely. Good vibe tribe. One more quick text. It says, I'm Brooklyn and I'm happy because I get to go see my friends at school.
Yay! And it's Friday.
Have a great day at school, Brooklyn. Happy that you reached out for the good vibe tribe. Next we have Cash in a Flashback Friday. Your chance at $200. Then we got to call out the Karen of the week.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.
We've got a brand new game coming at 8:25 this morning. It's called the Psychic Game, and it's how we are giving away Three Doors Down tickets.
Y101, Cash in a Flash.
60 seconds.
10 questions.
$200.
Happy Friday, Craig. How's it going? What's up?
Man, just heading into work, you know?
Good deal, man. Glad to hear that. Anything exciting happen with you this week?
Not much. Slung a bunch of wire, put up some cameras.
There you go.
Nice. Yeah.
Sounds like a hell of a week. All right, man, you know how this works. 60 seconds on the clock. If you don't know an answer, just say pass.
Yep.
All right, in 3, 2, 1. In 40-Year-Old Virgin, what American Idol winner did
Kelly Clarkson.
Who played Andy Dwyer on Parks and Recreation?
Chris Pratt.
What is the word bra short for?
Brassiere.
How many ounces is in half a pound?
8.
In URL addresses, what does WWW stand
for? World Wide Web.
Gwyneth Paltrow has a wellness company. What's it called?
Oh, pass.
How many quarters does it take to make up $8?
Oh, 4 to 32.
Tony Hawk became famous for doing what?
Skateboarding.
Name the cheese that's named after the color of its mold.
Oh, Gouda.
A breathalyzer test is used to measure the amount of what in your blood?
Ooh, pass.
Gwyneth Paltrow has a wellness company. What's it called?
Don't know. Pass.
Name the cheese named after the color of its mold.
I got no clue.
Time. All right, pretty solid. Quick trigger on the passes. I think that definitely helped you there. Let's go to Allison and see how much money we're walking away with.
Did really well, Craig. We just passed on a couple. Gwyneth Paltrow has a wellness company. What is it called? That is Goop.
Goop?
Yep, G-O-O-P. Don't ask me how she came up with it. It's just, it's her thing. And a breathalyzer is a test used to measure the amount of what in your blood?
Oh, alcohol.
Yeah. Would have gotten that one right. And then name the cheese that is named after the color of its mold. That is blue cheese. But we are still walking away with $70.
Hey, hey. That's my good vibe for Friday.
There you go. There you go. What you going to do with the extra $70?
Oh, I don't know. I'll probably buy my dog some more toys so she can tear them up.
Right?
That's hilarious.
It sounds like your dog and my dog could be best friends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What kind of dog do you have again, Craig? I forget.
She's a half lab, half pit bull.
Oh, what a cutie.
She'll be 9 years.
9 years old. Wow. I love labs. They're the best.
Yep, she was 1 of 8 found at an abandoned golf course.
Aww.
Oh, that's great. Well, I'm so glad you have her. What's her name?
Her name is Grace.
All right. Well, I hope Grace enjoys the toys and have a great weekend, Craig.
Y'all do the same. Thank y'all.
Coming up next, we've got our Friday tradition where we call out the Karen of the week. If you've witnessed Karen behavior or Darren behavior, the male version of Karen, 601-995-1017.
I've got a bit of a customer service, Darren, complain about.
All right. We will get into Karen of the week next. Would love for you to share your stories at 601-995-1017.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.
Y101, Adam and Allison, it's 7:54. Call us with any Karen behavior that you need to call out. We do this as a public service, so hopefully somebody who could potentially become a Karen at some point hears your story and thinks twice about their actions.
Okay.
601-995-1017. Call or text us. And we start with, I want to call this the viral Karen of the week, because a TikToker who is also a server is sort of getting called out as sort of a Karen on the internet for her little bit of a controversial way to deal with people who do not tip at the restaurant.
Ooh.
And I have said that I think that servers should be able to do this for years. I am totally on her side. And I think the only Karens in this story are the people who aren't tipping. But not everybody agrees with that. Listen to how she says you should deal with non-tippers if you are in the service industry.
Walk up to whoever paid in front of everyone. Hey, sir, ma'am, I see you didn't leave a tip. Is there anything I can improve on the service that you feel like you could share with me? 9 times out of 10, they're going to make some excuse. Oh, it was a mistake. Oh, I didn't see the receipt. And they're going to give you some kind of tip, couple bucks here and there. Worst case scenario, they just give you a tip to improve your service on so you can make more money in the long run. If the tab was really high, I would explain to your manager the situation and see if maybe they could comp off like a soda or something, so at least you made a couple dollars off of it and you don't have to tip out in the negative. Short story is just confront them.
I think that it is perfectly okay for servers to confront somebody who does not leave a tip. I have no problem with that.
Especially the way she's suggesting it. Like, I mean, they teach you that tactic for getting raises, for all kinds of things in your employment journey. and other types of jobs, of being able to say, is there anything I could do better? Is there anything I can improve upon? Any reason why I'm not making a higher salary or getting a tip?
Yeah.
I mean, I just feel like that's not really Karen behavior. But I will say, I did one time go into a restaurant and it was pretty empty. And I overheard two servers talking, and one of them very loudly was like, I can't believe that last table didn't leave me a tip, or maybe they only left her like a very small tip. And I thought that was kind of tacky, because like, I'm there having my meal and it was like, are you trying to make sure that I tip you or give you a big tip? Or
yeah,
like, it just felt very uncomfortable.
Leia says she's 100% on that girl's side. Yes. I remember one time I was real uncomfortable. I went to a bar by myself to eat some dinner. I got some drinks, and there was a lady. She was, I mean, quite a bit older than me. And she sat down next to me, and we were talking and drinking and having a good time, as you do whenever you go to a bar by yourself. Well, she leaves before me, and I see her bill, and she stiffed the bartender.
No.
Didn't leave a tip. And then I felt embarrassed because I was like laughing and joking around with this lady the whole time. I actually left like double of a tip.
Aww.
To be like, I'm sorry for my, you know, friend that I just met tonight and I'll never ever see again for the rest of my life. But I felt like I was getting judged then for her not leaving a tip. So I tried to make it right.
Wow.
You said that you have a Karen of the Week story. We will get into that in just a second.
Yeah, I have a customer service, Darren, that was just very entitled.
Interesting.
Yesterday.
We'll get into that in less than 6 minutes on Y101. And any story that you have for Karen of the Week, you should call now, 601-995-1017. In like a minute, we're going to have Leia on to give an update on a Karen of the Week who got some Karen karma yesterday. She wanted to update us, and we'll have Leia on in just a second. It's Y101. We are Adam and Allison calling out the Karens of the Week. And Allison, you witnessed some Darren-type behavior?
I did. I went to go get some Starbucks after the show yesterday. It was like right at 10 a.m., so the place was popping. People were just trying to get that mid-morning coffee, pastry. Everybody had the same idea, basically.
Sure.
And so, you know, the workers were going crazy. They were all amazing. And I had gotten my pastry first. I was still waiting on my drink, as were a lot of people. This guy places his order, didn't do an online order or anything like that, just goes up to the counter, sees how busy it is, sees how many people are waiting for their food, their drinks, goes right up to where they're serving the drinks, like in front of all these people who are clearly going to get their stuff before him. And he starts yelling at the employees of like, where's my drink? I need to go. I need to get back to work. Where's my thing? Where's this? And it's like, sir,
it's called a line.
You're going to have to wait your turn. Like, you came in, you saw how many people there were. If you didn't have time to wait, you should have just turned it around and gone somewhere else.
Yeah. Oh, that's wild.
It was wild. Like, I wanted him to get some karma, but he definitely got some dirty looks from all of us. Like, why do you think you're better than us?
Well, that's good. At least he got dirty looks. It's Y101. Hey, Leia, welcome to the show. What's your update?
Okay. So, remember a few weeks ago I called in and said that I work in a call center, and the lady called in and she was irate and she was like, listen to your little girl.
Yes.
She struck again.
Same person.
Yes. And it's like, no matter what we do, we cannot make her happy. And so finally, like, we turned her over to our manager, and our manager was like, just take your business somewhere else. And we closed her account while she was on the phone and blacklisted her from ever opening an account with us ever again, because she was just so irate and nothing we did helped her or satisfied her.
I'm so glad that that's how the story ended. I wasn't sure if you were going to say, so she got to my manager and the manager made us all look bad by giving her whatever she wants. I feel like that happens sometimes.
Oh, no. Yeah. Our manager was like, she heard how she treated us last time and she was like, no, she calls back, give her to me. So, yeah. So that's how that happened. That happened yesterday. So I wanted to call back and let you know how it played out.
Thank you so much for the call, Leia. Love it whenever you call. We'll do Karen of the Week again next week So keep in mind, over the weekend, maybe you see some Karen-like behavior at the St. Paddy's Day parade tomorrow. Just make a little mental note and be like, I got to call Adam and Allison about that on Friday morning. It's Y101. We are Adam and Allison at 8:06 and Beyonce now. If you're just getting in your car this morning, you're here just in time for Three Doors Down tickets. We're about to give those out with a brand new game called The Psychic Game on Y101. And if you don't want to miss that and you're about to go into the office, don't worry. Y101.com. You can stream the show live from your desk right there. You're good to go. You won't miss the psychic game. That's coming up next. And we just wrapped up Karen of the Week. We started that with a viral TikTok of a server with an interesting way to deal with people who do not tip.
Walk up to whoever paid in front of everyone. Hey, sir, ma'am, I see you didn't leave a tip. Is there anything I can improve on the service that you feel like you could share with me? 9 times out of 10, they're going to make some excuse. Oh, it was a mistake. Oh, I didn't see the receipt. And they're going to give you some kind of tip, a couple bucks here and there.
So I said that for years, I've said that servers should do that. Because I think that if I don't leave somebody a tip, I'm perfectly comfortable with telling them exactly why I did not leave a tip. But Kat, who's in the service industry, has a different perspective that she texted us about.
She says, I think it's tacky to confront customers. I definitely understand where this server is coming from, but I've been in the industry for over 20 years. The thing is you can't put a price on everyone. She likes to look at it at the end of the night. She doesn't look at her tips until the end because she wants to make sure it's above 20%. If it's not, then she's like, maybe I need to evaluate my performance. But she says she's averaging around 22% most shifts, and her own personal goals are 25% per shift. Focusing on the individual is not nearly proactive enough, and it's is equivalent to micromanaging, basically. Seems logical, but yields lower results focusing on the trees and not the forest.
That is a really interesting perspective. Yeah, I love that.
I feel like she just gave me a motivational speech. Yeah. Like I could feel that for every industry. Like any industry that you're in, it's so relatable. It's like it's so easy to get caught up in that one thing that didn't go your way or you didn't get the result that you want. It's like, man, if you get caught up focusing on that one tree instead of the forest, you're probably not going to reach the goals you want to reach.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is. It's like a metaphor for everybody.
I want to run through a wall for Kat. Thank you so much for the text, Kat. We have Three Doors Down tickets next.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.
Y101, Adam and Allison, at this time this week, all week, we've been giving away Three Doors Down tickets coming to Brandon Amphitheater in September. Tickets go on sale, by the way, less than 2 hours, 10 o'clock this morning. You can get them at Ticketmaster.com or the Brandon Amphitheater box office. But if you would like our final free pair of tickets to give away this week, 601-995-1017, we are going to do a game called The Psychic Game. Now, go ahead.
I was just going to say it's testing someone's psychic abilities.
Exactly. So the way this works, we get two people on the phone. One person is going to be the psychic. The other person is going to be revealing personal information about themselves. So you got to be comfortable doing that, especially if you're not the psychic. So if you still want to play, give us a call, 601-995-1017. Basically, we are going to ask the psychic a question about you. You will be in a soundproof room or area or on hold on the phone, so to speak. So you will not be able to hear the response. Then we ask you the question. If the psychic gets it right, they get a point. If they get it wrong, you get a point for answering honestly. Makes
right.
sense?
Yes.
We have 5 questions we're going to ask. Whoever gets 3 right is going to win the Three Doors Down tickets.
Ooh.
Does that all make sense?
Yes. So okay. The psychic gets a point if they're able to correctly guess the revealer's answer. The
yes.
revealer gets a point. If not, whoever gets 3 points first wins.
Exactly. Exactly. We are going to meet our contestants after Three Doors Down Crypt tonight. If you would like to go to this show and you think the psychic game sounds like something you'd be good at, maybe people have told you you have intuitive powers before, call now, 601-995-1017. 828 Y101, Adam and Allison. It's about time to play the psychic game for Three Doors Down tickets. We just explained how this works. We're going to have a psychic on the phone, and we're going to have a revealer on the phone. Here is, so that's the deal. 601-995-1017. We have our contestants. Haley was in first. Good morning, Haley. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good as well. Have you been trying all week to win these Three Doors Down tickets?
I'm going to be honest. I haven't even heard this game being played this week. So.
Oh, well, this is the first time we're playing this particular game. That's why it's so exciting. It's a brand new game to Y101. You were first in, and I found it interesting. I asked if you wanted to be the psychic or be the revealer, and I expected you to say psychic, but you would rather answer personal questions about yourself and see if the psychic is going to be able to guess your answers.
Right. Yeah, I just wasn't feeling very receiving of information this morning. You know, I felt that, so
gotcha.
That's the choice I made.
Gotcha. All right, well, I'm going to put you back on hold, and then we're going to meet the psychic, and then we'll play the psychic game in just a few minutes. Our psychic this morning is going to be Brooke. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. How do you feel about your psychic abilities?
We're going to try.
All right.
I like it.
All right. Has anybody ever, have you ever felt like you were able to tell the future? Like maybe you had a dream and then that exact thing happened the next day?
Yeah, you could say that sometimes.
All right. All right. Haley versus Brooke. Haley is the revealer. Brooke is the psychic. I'm going to put you back on hold, and we are going to play the psychic game in just a matter of minutes on Y101.
Adam and Allison on Y101.
All right, giving out Three Doors Down tickets on Y101. We're playing a brand new game, the psychic game. We have Haley, she's the revealer, and we have Brooke, she is going to be our psychic this morning. If our psychic is able to predict Haley's answers at least three times, Brooke, our psychic, will win Three Doors Down tickets. If she's not, Haley gets the tickets. Haley, are you still feeling good about being the revealer?
Yeah.
All right, awesome. Got you locked in. Haley, say good morning to Brooke real quick.
Good morning, Brooke. Hi, Haley.
All right. We are going to start with Haley, ask her her first question. I'm going to put you back on hold, Brooke, and we'll come to you as soon as that question has been answered. Haley, your first question, yes or no, do you have kids?
No.
Brooke, does Haley have kids? Yes or no?
Yes.
1 point for you, Haley. Question number two. Haley.
Yes.
Have you ever been fired from a job?
Yes.
All right. Let's see if Brooke is able to tell the future there. Hey, Brooke, do you think Haley has ever been fired from a job?
No.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Hold on, Brooke. Haley, if Brooke does not get this next question correct, you will win Three Doors Down tickets. Are you feeling good?
I'm feeling good.
All right. Let me find a real person. Allison, what do you think the most personal question is on here?
Oh, I don't know. They're all really good.
Ask your favorite one.
Have you ever cheated on a significant other?
No, I have not.
All right, let's see if Brooke thinks you've cheated on anybody or not. Brooke, it's 2-1. Has Haley ever cheated on a significant other? Yes or no?
No.
No, she has not. Brooke, you get a point. You're still alive.
Oh.
All right, Haley.
Okay.
In the last month, have you cleared your browser history?
Yes.
Yes, you have. All right, let's see if Brooke is able to be a psychic on this. Hey, Brooke.
Yes.
In the last month, do you believe that Haley has cleared her browser history?
No.
No, you don't think she has. That is the wrong answer, and that means Haley is the winner of Three Days Grace tickets.
Three Doors Down.
Damn it!
Well, we all know how Adam would do at the psychic game. Not very well.
Oh, Brooke, great job. You did get a couple in there that I wasn't sure if you were going to get them or not, but you did. You did a great job, but it wasn't quite good enough. Thank you for playing the psychic game, Brooke.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Haley, congratulations.
Thank you. That's so exciting. Yay.
Did you feel like a little bit uncomfortable revealing some of that information?
The fired one. That's always embarrassing to admit, but you know.
Oh, we've like all been fired. It's okay. Just
right.
It's all good.
Congratulations. Enjoy the Three Doors Down show coming in September. Tickets on sale at 10 o'clock this morning.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. That was fun.
That was fun. I love the psychic game.
Hopefully you enjoyed the psychic game as well. If you want to call or text us, it's 601-995-1017. We are Adam and Allison. Oh, I feel vindicated about this story. It's Y101. We are Adam and Allison. I got a thing with kids, especially little kids. It's like I feel like I'm going to get sick if I'm around them.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh, well, like, they do say, like, parents and teachers, whenever flu season rolls around, like, they get it because the kids, just being in school, they pass it around so quickly.
I've said in the past that I am concerned that I could never date a teacher because I would be worried that they would be sick all the time. And yeah, they'd be around sick kids all the time. And I wouldn't like that. Like, it would bum me out. Well, I feel like I'm vindicated because a new study came out that says 59% of children just pretend to wash their hands.
How do you pretend to wash your hands?
I think you go into the bathroom, you do your business, you turn on the faucet, you leave it open for a second, and then you turn it off and you walk out.
Oh, that's weird.
I don't know why kids would be. If you're a kid and you're listening, don't do that. Wash your hands. Sing the happy birthday song. Think about eating birthday cake or something while you're washing your hands. But wash your hands every single time, please.
Yeah, if 2020 taught us nothing, we all need to be washing our hands.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't know why kids would be pretending to wash their hands. I guess dads are more gullible. They believe their kids actually have washed their hands more than moms do.
I think you could have just ended the sentence that dads are more gullible. Like, I think any parent can attest to that, that the moms, it's like they've got eyes in the back of their head. They know everything. They can tell. They're like, I can tell just by the sound of that water that you didn't really wash your hands. As dads, they don't pay enough attention.
It's also interesting that only 25% of parents overall, I believe I read this morning, only 25% of parents believe their kids are washing their hands. It's like, well, then do something about it, please.
But then how do you do something about it? Like, I don't even know. But I'm trying to think. I definitely did not pretend to wash my hands as a kid. Like, that was never something that I was like, I don't really want to do this. I don't really want to wash my hands after using the bathroom. But I'm trying to think if there was anything that I used to pretend to do because I didn't like doing it.
I have a cousin. Whenever he was a kid, this is like a famous story in my family. He hated brushing his teeth.
No.
And he would lie about brushing his teeth.
No, you have to brush your teeth.
So he lied to my aunt, his mom, about brushing his teeth. She was like, yeah, I brush my teeth. And she said, well, then why is your toothbrush dry? And he said, I don't know, Mom. I'm not a scientist.
You had to say the darndest things.
I'm not a scientist.
Adam and Allison on Y101.